Innovation can happen at any age. That's why Total Retail's sister brand, Women in Retail Leadership Circle, has released its latest report, The New Next Gen, Women Who Have Transitioned Their Careers for Successful Second Acts. The impressive lineup of women featured in the report are reinventing, disrupting, and making an impact, all in their own different ways. Download your free copy of The New Next Gen report today at mytotalretail.com/resources.
Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail. I am joined on today's show by Natalia Utasheva, the Senior Brand Manager at Schick. And we're going to be talking to Natalia today about Schick's commitment to sustainability, the launch of a new product from the company, and sort of the what Schick has planned for the remainder of 2021. So thank you for joining me today, Natalia.
Great. Thank you, Joe, for having me. Excited to be here.
So as I noted, Schick has recently announced a new product launch, the new Extreme 3 EcoGlide disposable razor. And one of the key points about this product is that it is fully recyclable. The product itself and also the packaging that it is shipped in. Tell us a little bit about this product and why you're excited about it at Schick.
Yeah, happy to. So you're super excited about this product. So Extreme 3 EcoGlide is, you know, truly the first disposable razor that's made from 100% recycled plastic. So we're talking about the handle. And, you know, like you said, it's also fully recyclable, both the razor and the packaging itself. The reason, you know, I'm personally, and a number of folks on our team are so excited about this is because it's a product that has really great performance from a product perspective. So the Extreme 3 flexible blades, which is, you know, the number one three-blade product in the market from a disposable razor perspective, is within this product, but without the guilt of the plastic being thrown away because it's utilizing that recycled plastic. And of course, you know, as we all know, too much plastic is getting thrown away every year and filling up our landfills and oceans, right? And, you know, we as a company at Edgewell just recognize how much of a role we can play in helping fix that while, you know, really not asking our consumers to sacrifice on the performance in any way, shape, or form. So it's, you know, really that performance they would love to get to know with Extreme 3. But with no guilt associated with using the product.
Yeah, they're still making a responsible purchasing decision in terms of the environmental impact, which leads into your answer, leads into the larger conversation around sustainability and, you know, why it's such a core piece of the culture at Edgewell, parent company of Schick, and talk a little bit about kind of that commitment that the organization has made to be environmentally sustainable across its products, as we talked about, the supply chain, your facilities. Tell us a little bit about the efforts around sustainability at Edgewell and your brand, in particular, Schick.
Yeah, happy to. So, I mean, sustainability is a crucial initiative for us. It's one of our core strategic pillars. And I have to say, you know, a lot of companies talk about sustainability being important, and I'm fairly new to the organization. So I joined in May of 2020. And I heard, you know, sort of firsthand from Rod Little, who is our CEO, how critical sustainability is to him. And you can really feel it across the organization. So it's not just, you know, words on paper, you know, somewhere in the strap line deck or the, you know, annual plan. It truly is the way we're living and breathing in the organization. And it's one that is important because it's the right thing to do for our plan and for the environment. But frankly, even from a business perspective, it's table stakes, right? It's what everybody who wants to be successful longer term should be thinking about now. So that's how we view it. So that's why it really permeates throughout, you know, everything that we do. So it starts with products, of course, because we're a product company, right? CPG. But it also means, you know, the way we manufacture. So there's a number of commitments that we've put out there. So one from a sustainable care 2030 perspective, which basically means by, you know, the year of 2030, We're committing to achieve 100% of plastic packaging will be recyclable, compostable, or reusable. And, you know, we're really looking to reduce the use of that virgin petroleum-based plastic in packaging by at least half in our razors and blades by 2025. So, which is, you know, not that far away from us. But again, I guess I just wanted to, from a personal experience, kind of underscore how truly important it is at Edgewell. And I would say it's, you know, huge kudos to Rob Little, our CEO, who has made it his, you know, personally important initiative. And of course, that means that it's become that across the company.
So I want to kind of follow up on, you mentioned, you know, not only is this the right thing to do in terms of the social impact, you know, the environmental impact and the kind of the social values at Edgewell at, and sustainability being a core part of those, but it also has an impact on the consumer's purchase decision. They want to, you know, buy from brands that, you know, are sustainably making their products and shipping them and the, you know, all these different ways that they can, you know, have a positive impact. Tell us a little bit about how at Schick, in particular, you're marketing this commitment to sustainability and why you feel like it can be a competitive differentiator for the brand with so many, there's so much competition out there in the CPG market and specifically within the products that Schick sells. Tell us a little bit about how sustainability is marketed and is serves as a competitive differentiator.
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's one where, again, like I truly believe it's, longer term, it's where we have to be. So if we think about the way we think a trick about our consumers, especially as it relates to sustainability, you know, we segment into different buckets. So we talk about, you know, there's eco dismissers and there's eco considerers and believers. And interestingly, you know, you wouldn't be surprised because I'm sure you've talked to a number of folks who have mentioned this too, the number of folks in that eco believers and eco considerers bucket has continued to grow over the last decade. And even more recently, it's just, you know, accelerating. The crux of the code, so to speak, is as we launch products to really think about performance first. So where sustainability is kind of like cherry on top. So, you know, from a success and kind of differentiator in the marketplace perspective, you know, first and foremost, you know, products, you know, Schick is known for great razors, have got to perform and you know, have the confidence and inspire the confidence that they have for, gosh, 100 years, right? The brand has existed. But then do it in a modern way, in a sustainable way that doesn't have the guilt associated with it. So that's sort of the cherry on top that does help, I would say, differentiate us in the short term, but again, I would say longer term, that's where we've got to be, right? Like that's where I think the whole category should be. So we just wanna be leading the category. We wanna be the thought leaders and be at the forefront of it all. But you know, I would aspire to have, you know, all of our competitors come along for the journey, to be honest, because I think at the end of the day, it's gonna be better for the whole planet. And that's where, you know, our aspiration is. We want to minimize all of the stuff that's just filling up our landfills, right? And leave the planet in a, you know, at least as good of a place, ideally better for the future generations to come, which is not where we've been over the last few years, have we?
Right, exactly. So, you know, that's the drive at Schick in terms of this new product release, also just the kind of standard operating procedure now that you're trying to live up to.
Joe, if I may, because I want to make sure, like I mentioned this other aspect, in addition to the launch of EcoGlide, because it's a new product and I think that's impactful and we're super excited about it. But I think what I'm equally as excited about is the full upgrade across the total Schick disposable line. So that includes Schick Extreme and Skintimate, and that's we're upgraded it to have, you know, anywhere from 47 to 70% of recycled plastic in the entire line. So, you know, the EcoGlide is 100% recycled plastic. That's the new product that we just talked about a little bit ago. But what I am also as equally excited about is, you know, all of our Schick Extreme and Skintimate disposable razors are now made with a certain percentage of recycled plastic. And that percentage is going to continue to grow, you know, based on our commitment as a company. So it's the one product.
Yep, exactly. Thanks for clarifying that. So as a leading CPG brand, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has obviously impacted many industries and businesses. CPGs that traditionally were sold in retail stores, a lot for many of those retail stores were closed for periods of time or limited capacities. So it's obviously impacted CPG businesses like Schick. Tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of how the pandemic over the last year has impacted Schick's business, and more specifically, has it caused you, the company, to kind of look a little further into growing direct to consumer and how that figures into future growth opportunities?
Great question. I mean, gosh, COVID-19 impacted about every industry probably, right? And to some certainly to a much bigger degree than others, but we are no exception. You know, Schick, especially if we think about our, you know, razors, basically hair removal business, right? With so many folks at home, you know, working from home, the men, no offense to you, Joe, have really, you know, scaled back the amount of shaving that they've been doing. Because again, they're, you know, everybody's just spending a lot more time at home. So we have seen the whole category taking a bit of a hit, again, the men's shaving category, as a result of that, of COVID-19 pandemic. We do expect that to bounce back, you know, as folks start getting, you know, vaccinated and we, as we slowly emerge back to normal, you know, over, you know, maybe towards the end of 21 into next year. Interestingly, the women's razor business, you know, the category, I should say, and we disproportionately have benefited, Schick, we really grew share there, has not been negatively impacted by folks being at home. Women, you know, didn't really scale back on their shaving occasions as much because they ended up scaling back on visits to, you know, the salons, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a result, started, you know, using various products for self-care at home more and more. So shaving products, razors, are sort of ended up benefiting disproportionately as a result. So it's interesting. We definitely, you know, impacted our business on both fronts. There's also been, you know, shift in terms of the channel. So the customers, the retailers that have benefited disproportionately, so Club and Dollar, of course, you know, have seen increased traffic. So we've seen some growth in particular with those retailers. And then direct to consumer sales, is certainly an important facet for us as a company. You know, we have ability, you know, consumers can currently purchase their favorite Schick razors online on schick.com. We've actually launched a revived sort of a new look to that site this year, launched in January 21. And, you know, folks can at a quick snap, you know, order their products directly from us. So it is an important facet for us. We're definitely focusing there, but I wouldn't say we've shifted, you know, a ton of our focus away from our core business. There's still, you know, a ton of our, you know, just sheer volume and the percentage of our business still comes from, call it, traditional channels. Mind you, those traditional channels, you know, be that Walmart, Target, et cetera, or CVS, Walgreens, have really amped up their own .com site. So we've seen, like, Walmart with their omni-channel strategy, you know, really we've been able to win and grow with them as it relates to our presence online.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Kind of these brand partners, some of those that you just called out, as their .com businesses, you know, not only, you know, grew, but grew significantly during the last 12 months or so. That's an opportunity for CPG brands like Schick to also kind of get to enjoy some of that additional exposure and growth in kind of the .com digital side of the business, where previously might not have been a focus for a company like Schick or other CPG brands.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Amazon. You can't forget Amazon. Our Amazon team would kill me if I did, because, you know, of course, did a phenomenal job this last year growing our business there as well.
Yep. Yeah. You can't have a digital retail conversation without bringing up Amazon. That's for certain.
Seriously.
So my final question for you, Natalia, is we've talked a lot about the sustainability efforts at Schick and your new products. You know, what you've kind of what the last 12 months have looked like for the company and for the brand. I want to end by kind of looking ahead a little bit and talking about, you know, where the focus in particular for your brand that you work on, the Schick brand. Tell us a little bit about where the focus is for the remainder of the year. You know, what are some of the projects and or campaigns that you're working on to continue to promote your products and the brand?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So, you know, like I said, sustainability is an important initiative, an important strategic pillar for us. So we do have a number of exciting projects in the pipeline that, will be sure to delight our consumers. And, you know, of course, for proprietary reasons, I can't say exactly what they are, but, you know, they're of course going to be, you know, even more sustainable, and, you know, leveraging alternative materials, and so on and so forth. There is, you know, one other initiative that is just been launched that I know we haven't touched upon that I'd love to share with you is edgewellrecycling.com. So it's a free service that we're now offering to all of our consumers who purchase Schick razors that allows them to, you know, fully recycle any of their Schick razors for free. You know, all they have to do is just, you know, go to edgewellrecycling.com. Print a label that again is free of charge, a free shipping label, and then they can mail, you know, whichever, you know, however many of their Schick razors, and we'll take care of the rest. And when we say, you know, it's going to get recycled, you know, for folks who are really knowledgeable around sustainability, you know, would be curious to know, like, what happens with the blades, right? Do you take those out of the cartridge? Yes, we do. So the entire razor gets disassembled, and you know, the blades get recycled with steel and the plastic with the plastic and so on and so forth. So it's a really cool program to fully recycle the razor that's available now.
That's great. I appreciate you kind of giving us a rundown of some of the things that you have in the works at Schick. At this point, I want to take the opportunity to thank Natalia Utasheva, the Senior Brand Manager at Schick, for joining us on today's episode of Total Retail Talks and telling us a little bit about the company's efforts around sustainability and all that it is planned for 2021. So thank you, Natalia.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.
Meet the 21 women who have reinvented themselves and their careers after the age of 40 in Women in Retail Leadership Circle's newest report, The New Next Gen. Download your free copy today at mytotalretail.com/resources.